Indeed.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay. This one has been brought up, and let's go to Holtz Lake Drive, and I don't know if you guys want to discuss this one any, or...
Did they fix the... Is this the one that
This is the one that goes across the dam where that lake is. We've taken it in down to that point and stopped there. I know you've had people call you, Sheila, and ask you about that. Now, we've repaved this whole section all the way down to the... I forget the name of that road. I'm thinking Sunset, but that might be the wrong road. We originally took it into Prairie, then we took in another section from Prairie down to the road down by the lake. It was platted and fixed and paved that section, but we didn't take Holtz Lake any farther in that point.
Either Sunrise or Sunset.
Or Sunrise or Sunset. I forget which one. Sunset. There's two roads down there.
What road are we on now?
We're on Holtz Lake. This is the portion we're currently maintaining, and we've already fixed and repaved this section, so it's in good shape. You might be able to fast forward that till we get down to the other end there, Kathy, and I'm not sure if this one, it may go all the way down there.
We're getting close.
Now, Prairie was right there to your right. This is the second part we'd taken in. And we fixed this down to the foot of the hill.
We stop at maintenance about right there, is that right?
No, we go on down.
We go on down. That's a, I don't remember what the name of that, that's another phase of this subdivision. That road goes back there and serves a few homes back there to the right.
Is that Red Cedar Avenue or?
You might be able to speed that up a little bit. This section we're maintaining, we've repaved. Whoops, my back up. You got to back up just a little more. Okay, mm-hmm. Stop right there. Now, right in here, just to the left, I believe is where Sunset. And what you're looking at right there is a section that goes across the lake being right there to the left.
So are you sitting on the dam right there?
We're sitting on the dam right there. Right behind us is where our maintenance stopped. And one of the couple of issues come up is there's only a 50-foot platted right-of-way across this, which don't encompass the entire earthen structure. The drainage to it's on the far side where you see that rock wall. And then I have no idea where the flow outside of them are. They're somewhere down to the toe of the slope. But if something happens with that fill structure, would we be liable? And then if it's off right away, how would we get to it in liability? And then I also checked. It was going to be a pretty substantial cost to have engineering come in and do core drilling to see what was under this, how it was built, and all that type. I have no idea. So,
well, Great Southern Bank owns the lake.
They own the lake? And isn't the problem the lake is just on one side, and the other side is just rock, so you don't know how much...
On the other side is...
Well, I don't know if the fill, if all that's in a common area. I know I'm not sure.
So then...
The other question that come up is the drainage for the lake, is it sized? I don't know if it was sized for a 50, 7,500 year event. I have no idea. I don't know if the water could overtop this at any point in time. A lot of questions I'm not sure of. So.
That's why we've never taken it in the past, because of the unknown liabilities that we might be.
And they've been told that, but there's been a lot of calls. The school bus, I'm told, still goes across there. I considered calling. It is extremely, you can't dodge the potholes. You just got to go in them. And my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, is that it's the only one that just has the lake. We have no other roads that to know how to handle, just being the pressure of the lake on one side, right. And on the other side they just got the rock. I looked over where everywhere Johnny's building his. You notice there's a lake on each side. I don't know from the engineering part, is that balance pressure in there? Or?
I have no idea. You'd have to get an engineer's opinion there. I know most of the, if we take a road in that has a structure, we're usually trying to find information on the structure, how it was designed, and we have taken roads in the past, and the covered bridge road comes to mind where the guy actually had an engineered plan on it, and it was built relatively well. It's mainly a box culvert, but it's under a bridge inspection, but we had the plan to confirm all that, so that made you feel better about taking in a road with a structure on it to know how it was built. This, we have no information, so. And any information we'd have to acquire on our own through engineering or doing a study, and that would be kind of expensive, so.
The homeowners have been told just what Mr. Hayes said about not knowing how the construction was and need an engineer's study. And I think they were in the process of trying to get a homeowners association. Is that what?
I've heard that. I don't know where they're at with it. So.
But there are a lot of homes back in there. They do have another way out. They considered an undesirable way out. It's coming up to T Highway.
How many homes is back there?
I'm going to say, just off the top of my head, there's 30 or 40 homes in that subdivision, easy. I mean, it's not a great distance to go out the other way to T Highway, and the intersection there at T also has been improved from what it used to be, too, so... But there's a lot of people live down T Highway. I'm sure there's a line of traffic over the morning, commutes coming out of T Highway and whatnot. So
they told me it was dangerous coming down T there, and happened to be when I went. I just came out and had no problem, but it was, I'm sure, the time of day that I went.
The only reason I had this on the list, I want to bring it up, I'd like to clean the list up, either deny it or let them. It was going to be my recommendation. Deny this section, mainly.
If the school bus still continues to take that section versus going around.
It's about, what, 500 feet? So that's probably why it's only 500 feet.
Now, the road on the other side where the surface changed a little bit, the road going up the hill is pretty decent shape.
Yeah, I think I remember. That was good.
This section from where we're at to that point is the only bad section of the road. From there up, it's good shape.
That's why the bus still goes through there. It's only 500 feet.
Yeah.
But it's extremely... The potholes have joined together to make one big pothole. And it's only getting worse. Do you think... Okay, so we have we've taken in on the other side of it. Mm-hmm. We took it on this side and on the other side. We just left this...
No, we've only come down to the sunset side of it. We didn't take this in.
And it looks good.
We stopped back behind us, right about there. There's a road to the left, so.
That right there on your
right there, yeah. Stop right there. Right there is where. From there on, it's. Which right in there, you're starting on to the fill portion of that. Starts widening out.
So what are you recommending?
I'm recommending we reject that. That way we can kind of clean our list up. And
an engineer study, we have any idea how much it would cost?
I could have him kind of give me an estimate, but he said it would be pretty expensive because there's a lot of time involved in doing core drilling and finding out, and then they'd have to do topos of the area to find out the drainage, what all this area drains. The other thing is you would need to have the right-of-way encompass the entire fill so you could maintain it, which that's taken on quite a maintenance thing for us, so.
Your study done, we are saying that we would have a right of way to take on the fill. You're considering if the engine, that's a lot of guess. If the engineering study came back that it was sound, that it was satisfactory build, then we would have to have the right-of-way to take on the fill, and that is a continual maintenance expense to the county.
Mm-hmm. Who's going to pay for the study?
That fill would take probably 150 foot of right-of-way.
It goes way down that draw. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's huge. I didn't walk all the way down there to try to find out where these pipes drain to, but I'm